I want to go back for a minute to John 12, if you'll go over there. And I want to talk a minute about the leadership of the Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8 declares. Now, as we discussed before, there are two predominant levels of leadership. One is going to be the exterior leadership that's going to entail the leadership of your calling, your destiny, your occupation, where you live, who you're going to get married to, what city do you live in, what church do you go to, and also entails the moving of the Spirit in your life. You know, when the Spirit gives you an unction, following that, that's still external leadership, although it's coming internally. What I'm talking to you about is a course that we've been on for a long time now, but it's really, really opening up in the Spirit in a profound way. I want to share with you some things of the Lord shared with me about this last night. Now, John 12 says this, verse 26, is that if any man serve me, let him follow me. Now, we all have our definition of what it means to follow the Lord, but he's going to actually give this definition. We've preached this, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, of what he was actually wanting to lead you to. Now, of course, following him entails everything I just said. Every one of you, how long have you been following the Lord? More than 10 years, raise your hand. More than 20 years, raise your hand. More than 30 years, raise your hand. And so it's let him follow me. Now, this is one of the predominant reasons he came. He goes, so where I am, there shall my servant be also. So we've been into this. And he repeats this in John chapter 14. And he says this. He goes, if I go to prepare a place in my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. I'm going to go prepare a place for you. I'm going to come and get you, receive you unto myself. And again, he says, where I am, there you may be also. So he says, any man follow me, you're going to have to follow me to where I am. I'm going to go away and I'm going to come back and get you because I'm going to go away through the cross. I'm going to come back. And if any man will truly follow me, and part of the discipleship is to follow him. Is to follow him to where he's leading you. And sometimes we don't always know where he's leading other than what city, what church, what occupation. Well, what's next for me? Here, here, here. We always want this external leadership and we want God to bring a bang into our life. Everybody likes the bang of God. Amen. We like the blowouts of God. We like it when God speaks to us and lifts us from one place out of the valley into the mountain of God. Amen. We like it when he promotes us. Some of us, myself, have been included, been in the valley too long. We need to get back on the mountain in the natural. Not just the spiritual mountains, but to get there, God's got to do a work in us. And sometimes this leadership denotes an internal following. In fact, the whole book of John was about following him into the Father. And he says it right there. Verse 6, he goes, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man is going to come unto the Father but by me. And then, of course, he culminates this in John 17. And he says, verse 24, Father, I will they be with me where I am. See, that was his final prayer. But if that was his final prayer, I think we've got to give some time to it, some attention to it. He says, Father, I pray they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, for you loved me from the foundation of the world. Now, we've been preaching into this, so I'm not staying into this, but this level of leadership is what we've been looking at. And when God began to introduce us to the right hand of God, he mainly, for the first 3 years, began to define that realm and teach us how to enter and teach us how to access and just into that abiding place in Christ. And then recently, he began opening the Father up where he truly was wanting us to go. He has in my life in a huge way. And that's where he's taking us. He goes, I'm going to bring you to the Father. Father, I pray they be with me where I am. That's where he wants you to be. With the Father, in the Father, partaking of the Father. And I highly underestimated how glorious his love was, even though I was touched with his love 25 years ago, 24 years ago, 23 years ago, 22 years ago. Every other year we've been touched with the Father's love, but now there seems to be an access to it that there is a transformation in this love. Just entering in the first phases, but this love and its ability to transform us. That kind of love, you got to go to it. Not that he doesn't love you. But you're just not going to get God's drop on you every morning you wake up with a transforming love. You have to approach Him that the comer's there too. He perfected the comer, so you come to Him. And that's what we've been learning to do. But to do that, we've got to get into Christ. That's why He said, He says, I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he'll go in and out. He is the access point to the kingdom. He's the access point to the Father. We've seen this. Now, in speaking to many of you, I'm realizing there's a lot of people still having trouble at the door. Some of you are entering in freely and others are still having trouble entering in. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We are living in times that it's going to get brighter in the kingdom, but darker out in the world. Don't think it's going to get brighter. There are such things going on under the scenes right now. The financial systems are shaking. The moral systems are shaking. There's going to be a lot of shaking. And we have to learn how to go into God and escape the pollutions. Escape the shakings of the world there and be set into that place. If we don't learn how to go in there, you can get caught up in tidal waves. I mean, the enemy's coming strong. This time he just meets me in the morning. But I laugh at him because it's only a matter of time. Once I go into that room, he can't follow me. I says, I know you're not coming in here. And it makes that room all the more valuable, the secret place, all the more valuable to know that in you's peace, Lord, in the world there's tribulation, but I don't have to live there. And it's night and day, especially when a strong man wakes you up and starts trying to shake you, and you just walk right into the secret place and he can't come in there. That's liberty, my friends. And you walk back out clothed in something. You walk back clothed in glory. That is victory. Don't spend your life fighting that strong man out there. That's his arena. The prince of the power of the air. You can go into this room, but here's what I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. Help me describe what I mean about entering in this place. And he began to speak to me. And he says, they're not hearing, and I'm not talking about all of you, but some of you, what you're saying. They're hearing it through the way they hear it. For instance, go to John chapter 10. I'll give you an example. Verse 9. You're going to like this. He said they're looking for the wrong thing. I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he'll be saved. And he will in and out and find pasture. Obviously, we can go in. Obviously, we can find pasture. Obviously, is the door. Now, when you approach him as the door, and people ask me, well, what do you see when you go in there? What do you see? If we get focused on trying to see, you're going to miss it. You know why? I'm going to take you to a very familiar verse. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, it says, we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. Too many times when we approach the kingdom of God, we're looking to see something. And we're trying to define what that looks like by our sight here. But the kingdom doesn't work according to sight here. Now, I've said this before. You can be a seer, be standing in the valley and looking on that mountain. But that doesn't mean you're in that mountain. You can go look at it. It's good that you see. And I am not discounting that operation at all. We're talking about entering into that place. We have to experience the Father. We've got to move into the place of transformation. And to do that, we've got to learn to get through that doorway. And where the problem lies is when we close our eyes. We try to go. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm looking for something. I need a bright light to appear. I need a glowing door to appear. If you're the door, it's this cloudy pillar of glory. It's going to glow. and you're trying to find something like that and having an experience instead of understanding how this really works. Because we walk by faith, but it's not by sight. It's a sight. It's just a spiritual sight. But it's not like this one. And if you try to see this there, you're going to miss it because you're looking for the wrong thing. If you're looking for the wrong thing, you're looking for an encounter. And if you're looking for an encounter, if it doesn't come, you're missing how the process releases you into there. What he showed me is because why I've been saying you got to see the door or see yourself in the tabernacle. People walk up to me and say, well, what's a tabernacle look like? I said, you're missing the point. See yourself under the shadow of his wings. Oh, I got to see each individual feather. I got to see the feathers. You're missing the point. You don't need to see all that. It's like, well, I don't see that. How do I get in there? You do. To move in the spirit, the Bible says, verse says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Then how's it? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. The word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. The way you move through that doorway is by his word that creates an image inside you. The word creates an image, but it's not this kind of sight. Stop looking for that. Stop looking for the spectacular. You're not going to move if you keep looking for the spectacular. You're going to sit where you're at and get discouraged. I want to teach you to move by sensory perception. Well, I'm not called to walk by my senses. Yes, you are. There's two kinds of senses in the Bible. There's common sense. No, there's three. There's common sense and there's no sense at all. There's four of them. There's common sense, no sense at all. That's the spirit of dumb. That's no sense at all. But that's not really what we're talking about. There is the sensual realm. These be sensual, the book of Jude says, having not the spirit, walking in the sensual realm, the natural realm. But there's also the realm of the senses that are a direct operation of your spirit. And you got to get in touch with that place. Go to Hebrews chapter 5. We're not talking about the sensory realm that's originating out of your soul. That's how people move into the occult. That's how they move into the second heaven, and that's how they get messed up. We don't move there. We move by the word of God and the sensory realm of your spirit. Go to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. I'm going to show you a sense realm that originates by an operation of your spirit. For when the time you ought to be teachers, Hebrews 5 and 12, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And are as such that have need of what? What? Anybody want more milk? Anybody tired of milk? And not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, but we keep handing it out. Not here, but you know. For he's a babe. You think anybody can ever grow up drinking milk? Look at this. Verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that what? Are full age, who, even those who by reason of use, say reason of use, what's use mean? Exercise. Have their senses exercised. What's exercised? Senses. This is speaking of your spiritual senses. Exercise. Now here he's talking about discernment. Discerning between good and evil. You know, you don't even have to be born again. I mean, you can have a particular discernment and not even be born again. The good and evil he's talking about there is not the good and evil that's just laying out there that you can readily see even as a babe. He's talking about the high levels of deception. Even when the person walking through the door has good wrapped all over them. But really, they're coming to take your whole church down. And they're coming in with an anointing. And they're going to have instant favor. But when they're done, the whole work's done. You have to have senses, exercise, a spiritual sense to see through that. Boy, we have some very sharp intercessors in here. I mean, Christine, that's not her predominant call as an intercessor, but she has very, very sharp discernment. Very black and white. God bless her, but she has sharp discernment. She says it, you can pretty much believe it. She just has it. I'll come in and say, man, isn't that person cool? And she, better watch out for that person. I'm like, what do you mean? Because we're, you know, sometimes we get in the anointing, we think everybody's lovely. She said, better watch out. Feeling that. But you have that discernment. It's a spiritual sense. It's a sense. It's a discernment. Now, I want to take that in to moving in the Spirit. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him, He's when He said, abide in me. You can't abide in Him unless you get into Him. You got to go through that door. How do I get through that door? What's that door look like? What do I do when I'm approaching that door? Why do I get stopped out the door? Because you're looking for a glowing door with flashes of lightning. That's not the way it works. Let me give you a definition here. Has their senses exercised? That word in the Greek means an organ of perception. It's a sense of direction. If I had you stand up here, Tim, come up here. Do we have a blindfold in here? I need to put that on you. But I need to make sure. Can you see, Tim? Now, turn the lights down for a minute, Chris. Now, where am I? Just walk towards me. Walk towards me. Come towards me. Okay. Have you ever, thank you, take that off for a minute. Lights back on. I do this at night sometimes because Anna goes to bed before I do, and so I don't have to wake her up, I don't turn the light on. Have you ever walked through your house that's dark and you're like this? Okay, but you kind of know where things are, right? How do you know where things are? Because you've seen it before. Now, how do I know things where things are in the Spirit? Because the Word tells me it's there. The Word tells me there's a door there. When I got that covering over me, I'm not looking for a glowing door, but I want to sense there's a door there. Close your eyes a minute. I want you to perceive a door, not see a door. I want you to sense there's a door there. Like there's a sense of direction of moving towards a door. You don't have to see the wood grain on the door. It's fine if it's glowing. It's fine if it's not. There's a sense of direction that I'm moving towards that door. The Word says it's a door. The Word also says it's a temple. Okay, open your eyes. Now, the Bible says He hides you in His tabernacle. Well, He's not literally a tabernacle. But it is a tabernacle. It's a spiritual tabernacle, right? Now, I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Instead of seeing every stone on the tabernacle and seeing the Ark of the Covenant and seeing all the gold and everything, just become aware of yourself inside a tabernacle. You don't have to see every nook and cranny of the tabernacle, but have a sense of awareness that you're hidden inside a room. Or you're hidden under the shadow of His wing. Do you see that? I don't have to see the wing. I want the sense. I want the perception that I'm under His wing. You see that? Now, right now where you're at, get the perception that there's a wing stretched over you. get the perception that he hides you in a pavilion, that you're enclosed in a pavilion, hidden away from the world and its elements. A sense. I don't need to see it all. Open your eyes. If you keep trying to see all that, sense it. You follow me? Perceive that it's there. You want a sense of perception. It's like more of an atmospheric thing, because if you keep focusing on seeing, I got to see this, you're never going to move into that place. But the word describes, so instead of trying to just, you see it, but it's a spiritual sight, and it's more of a perception. It's a sense that I'm enclosed under the shadow of his wings. It's an awareness. Close your eyes again. Become aware right now that you're under the shadow of his wing. You're aware that something's covering you. You're aware that you're hidden in a pavilion. You're aware that's a tower around you. You sense there's a strong shield around you. There's a glory around you. You're aware of this glory that's around you. There, you sense that it's around you. You're aware of it. There's a perception. That's what you're looking for. Okay, open your eyes. It's very important, though. When you go towards this, that's what you're looking for. Instead of trying to see an angel, you're going to miss it. Let the word. Now, this is very important. You move by word. Say word. The tabernacle. When I taught this, I would teach it like, you got to see the tabernacle. But I was teaching that the way I see it. But you were hearing it, oh, I got to see a tabernacle. It's more, I have a perception that I'm inside. And don't see yourself on the outside. See yourself on the inside. When I go towards him, I only acknowledge him once from the outside. I acknowledge him as the way, the truth, and the life. Everything I do after that, I'm in. Even if my feelings are not in, I'm in. And your feelings are going to come real fast if you learn to focus your perception. You learn to focus that sense that you're inside. You focus that awareness. Now, when I'm trying to focus of being aware of being inside of him and my mind's over here solving a business problem, it's going to take your awareness and shift it back out. And if you keep shifting back out, you're not going to stay. Now, the object is to move in, because there's time going to come that you're not going to have to sit there and do that. You're going to break the barrier. When you break the barrier, you'll be in. That's called, in me there's peace, in the world there's tribulation. You've come through the door. When you come through the door, that stuff don't come in there. Now, that's a training, because when I'm trying to become aware, remember it says, let the communication of your faith becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing, what? That's in you, in Christ. Not just in you. Don't be want to be looking up in you somewhere. You don't like what you find. It's in you, in Christ. The whole key is heaven and earth merges in Christ. We've got to get to that place. So the acknowledgement of every good thing, as I've said before, I acknowledge by my words and by my focus and attention. Now, I would tell you, I want you to see yourself in the tabernacle, because that's the way I see it. But in reality, I don't see, I perceive. I sense that I'm in. I have this perception and this sense and this awareness that I'm there. And I focus that in the scripture according to what he said. Because my first object is to move into him. Now, where are we going with this? Why is this important? Because he's going to deliver you to the Father. And what I'm finding is in the Father, there's great transformation. The kind of stuff you and I have been looking for. Because he said, I will thee be with me where I am in you, Father, that it may behold the glory that I have with you. And it's that glory, you're changed into the same image. But all that can all be there, and you're still here, and we're missing it. We got to get out and get in. He said, it's a sensory perception. So when I go to the Lord, or you go to the Lord, we acknowledge Him as the living doorway. We acknowledge Him as the way. We acknowledge Him as the truth. We acknowledge Him as the life. And from that point, I sense there's a door in front of me. Don't focus on seeing so much, and more sensing, become there's an awareness of a door. See, if your focus is wrong, you're going to go right back up in here. You're going to try to see the way your mind sees. You don't move in the kingdom out of your mind. You follow me? And if my senses can be exercised for discernment in the kingdom, my senses can be exercised to move into the kingdom. And it comes by what? Exercise. Say exercise. I don't want to do it. If you don't, the enemy's going to hand it to you, and you're not going to know how to get it off of you. You can't forever be dependent on somebody to break this stuff off of you. You've got to learn, especially if you want to be employed by the Father in a high level, you're going to have to deal with the enemy. And you can't get up and fight him all day. You got to learn to escape and get clothed from on high. The clothing comes in that room. The glory comes in that room. And eventually the blessing's going to come out of that room. We're in the love right now. It's glorious. But we can't get through the door. I can talk to you about love all day long. It's not going to mean anything if we can't get through the door. If we're getting stopped out of the door. And I said, Lord, we got to get through the door. This is when he showed me this. He said, they're hearing what you're saying, trying to see it. I don't see like that. I perceive. So close your eyes a minute. So right now, we're going to acknowledge him as the door from the outside. I don't want you to just focus on a door, but more sense there's a door. Perceive there's a door in front of you. Be aware of a door. Okay, I'm aware he's the living doorway. I'm aware, I sense that he's in front of me. I perceive he's in front of me. And I know that to get through that door is my access to the kingdom. I sense that. Okay, now open your eyes. Okay, from that point, don't keep trying to jam yourself through the door. Why? You're already seated in him. You're already in Christ. You're dead. Your life is hidden away in Christ in the Father. You're already seated with him in heavenly places in Christ. You're already there. So why sit on the outside of the door? Why not just go ahead and move yourself in? So now that's what we're going to do next. We're going to acknowledge him. But then, and what we're going to do when I shift, if you hear this, it's going to help. What are we moving by? The word. By promise. He prayed you'd be with him where he is. He ain't here. He's there. We got to go to a place called there. That's where the Father is. That's where the glory is. That's where the transformation is. And ultimately, that's where the kingdom transfers. The stuff we're looking for. The anointing without measure. The power of God. The glory of God. The treasures of heaven. Wealth transference, wisdom and glory. Am I come out clothed in glory? It's getting so good. But I mean, it doesn't do me any good to stand up here every day and keep telling you what I'm experiencing. Because it's going to discourage you if you can't get through the door. I'm glad you're having all that party, but what about me? I'm trying to compel you, but that ain't working. Because if you can't get to the door, it doesn't matter what's out there. You're going to get discouraged. That's why I went to the Lord about this. Now, what's the number one thing? Senses exercised. If you're not willing to exercise and do this, you'll stay right where you're at. You got to be willing. Now, in a second, we're going to do this. What we're going to do is acknowledge him as the doorway again. And then what we're going to do is move into the tabernacle. He hides me in his pavilion from strife of tongues. He hides me in his tabernacle. He hides me under the shadow of his wings. In him there's peace. I'm found in him. Abiding in him. I'm trying to move the place of in him. When we do that, instead of seeing a tabernacle, sense you're inside a tabernacle. You'll be amazed at how kind of awareness you have. Be aware there's a tabernacle around you. Now remember, because you're holding scripture, this is life. Be aware. Perceive there's a tabernacle. See, now you're not focused on the detail of seeing, but more of a spiritual sensory, a spiritual awareness. You follow me? A spiritual perception. And now that I can have that, I can find myself there. And what's going to happen is the magnificence of that place is going to release. All of a sudden, you're going to feel the presence of that place. Because you are moving what? Not by sight, but by faith. The word's a lamp. So the word tells me that that's there. So I'm going to go in by the word. And then you're going to sit in there. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for this system out here to break. And I'm looking for peace first. A holy peace, a holy rest. Don't let your mind wander. We're not finding this place in the mind, but it takes the cooperation of the mind. I can't have my sensory here in this tabernacle where I'm sensing and then my mind's out here. That's number two reason why many of you don't get in, because you're trying to do this and your mind's out there somewhere. If your mind goes out there, you can't be aware that you're here, because your mind's it can cooperate or not cooperate. You've got to grab your mind and pull it back. If you don't get your mind centered in this place, you're aware, it takes your mind. But you're not finding it in the mind. It's a spiritual sense. And there's going to be a feeling that's going to come with it. Once you get that and you learn to focus long enough, you'll get through and your mind will be calmed down by that room. And that room will cover your mind. And when that happens, you won't have to fight this. You're in now. It's like being in the spirit in a corporate service. You just caught up. I want you to practice awareness, spiritual perception. Sensing that place instead of just seeing. Because you're seeing, you're going to get your sight. You're going to look for something. It's going to get you back up here. We don't want you up here. We want you here. I want you in the sense realm. In the awareness, but a spiritual awareness. Why is that important? Because that's how you move to the kingdom. That's how you get under the shadow of his wings. If you practice this, you're going to be amazed. The enemy will try to dump all kinds of stuff on you, and you'll just slip right in. And you'll laugh at him. Happens almost every day now. Stuff I used to have to just take, I don't have to take it no more. I don't have to fight him. That just wears you out. I just go into a room he can't go into. And it causes such a thankfulness. All this is faith. Your faith will grow in this place. It will grow. It really grows by practice. We're going to do this for about 5 minutes here in a second. But when you're doing it at home, be aware if your mind goes out here. You can't be aware that you're in a tabernacle and your mind signing a check somewhere or taking the trash out or what you got to do for the kids today, doing your checklist. You can't do that. Your mind will take you back out. You follow me? It needs the cooperation of your mind, but this is not originating from your mind. Everyone said, thank God. Okay, so let's just do this for a minute. I'm going to do this a long time. I just want you to get the awareness. Every one of you have a profound awareness. You have a spiritual awareness. When you come into worship, you can be aware of an atmosphere. You learn to be aware of the things of the Spirit. Like Paul, remember he said, I perceive there's going to be much trouble on this voyage. It's perception, see. So close your eyes a minute. First thing we're going to do, Lord, we come before you. The living doorway. If by me any man enter in, he will go in and out. Having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the new and the living way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge you. We sense, we're aware, we perceive that you're the living doorway. We perceive. We know you're the only way to the Father. You're the entrance to the kingdom. You're the only way in. In you we live. In you we move. In you we have our being. Tonight, we're found in you. We're aware of your presence around us. We're aware we're abiding in your tabernacle, a spiritual tabernacle. We sense that tabernacle around us. We're aware of that tabernacle around us. We sense it. We perceive. that we're under the shadow of your wings. We're under your covering. You're stretching forth your covering over us. We're aware of your covering, Lord. We're aware. We're aware of your covering. We're aware of your wings that are stretched over us. You cover us. We sense your covering. We're found under the shadow of the Almighty. We're found under. You hide us. In your pavilion, I'm hidden in a pavilion far removed from the world, a pavilion of peace, a pavilion of rest, a pavilion of glory. I'm aware of your glory that's around me. I'm aware of your peace that surrounds me. I'm aware of your power. I'm aware of your glory, Lord. I'm aware of perfect harmony and perfect rest. I'm so aware that you're with me. You're all around me. I'm in you. You surround me. I abide in you. I dwell. I'm found in you. Dead to the world, my life is hidden away now. In you and the Father, you're my eternal home. This is the place that I lay my head. This is the place that I rest. This is the place where I lie down in green pasture. I'm aware of your presence, Lord. I'm aware that you surround me. I perceive you're all around me. Surrounding me is a mighty shield. You've come to lead me to the Father. You've come to bring me into life. You've come to lead me to pasture that are in the high places. You've come to teach me the way of your kingdom, to surround my mind and my heart, and my body, surround my home, perfecting all those things that concern me from the outside. In you I live. I'm accepted in you. I'm aware of your acceptance. I'm aware that I'm under the shadow of your wing. I'm aware that I'm dwelling in the high place. I'm aware. You can open your eyes now. How many of you, turn the lights on, had that sense? If your mind's wondering, that's what you have to work on. That was very easy for me to do because I practiced that. But if your mind's going in and out like this, you haven't learned that focus, the acknowledgement of every good thing. If your mind's going, you can't stay in a place that your mind keeps, you're going to have to train yourself to pull it back. But how many of you found yourself in that place of awareness? Raise your hand. You see that? If you'll practice that, that place of awareness will grow. The glory will grow. The peace will grow. And then he's going to start introducing you to the awareness of the Father's love. And that's the place of glory and transformation. That's the place that's going to have you undone. Last night, at 1 a.m, I was undone. Undone. He spoke some pretty powerful things last night. That's what we want. We want to be undone. He's going to unravel you. He's going to reinvent you in that room. Do you know the word of transformation? I'm going to close with this. Because he said, you be with me where I am, that you may behold my glory. He says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We all with what? Open face, beholding him as in a mirror, are changed into the what? Same image. From glory to glory. That word change is transformation. It's metamorpho. It's the same word, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's also the same word as being transfigured. when Christ was transfigured in, and he went up into the Father, and Peter, James, and John were there, and they saw him transfigured into light. Same place. Transfiguration, transfigured into the light of the Father. He went up into the Father and was transfigured in light. I don't know what's all in the Father, but I can tell you right now, his love is what every one of you and I want. And I can't keep telling you about the love like that if we can't get to the door. How many of you learned something tonight and now know what to look for? Be aware instead of see. You're going to start entering in and the presence will start growing around you. Isn't that good? Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah.